The National Weather Service classified the tornado that hit Elk City last week as a preliminary rating of EF2. The tornado killed one person and destroyed more than 40 homes. KGOU's Jacob McClelland spoke with meteorologist Gary England to learn how a tornado's strength is classified.
Gary England, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, sir. Happy to be here.
So, first of all, who decides a tornado's strength on the enhanced Fujita scale, or that EF scale that we're all so familiar with?
Well, I might just first say years ago, you know, usually National Weather Service people involved with the government go out and survey and look at a storm, say, yeah, the house is gone, that's an F5 or something. Now, with the EF scheduled now, with the strength of the tornadoes, you have to keep in mind it's not a wind scale. It's a damage scale.
Hmm.
So what they do, people from the National Weather Service, Storm Prediction Center, all kinds of people like that, and they're good at what they do, and they have a computer in their hand, and they can use the GPS, whatever. But they walk up and they look at this, and these guys are trained, guys and gals are trained. They look at, they say, okay, this house, this kind of damage, what wind will do that to it? So they look the construction of the house, whether it's brick, whether it's, you know, wood, whatever it might be. And so those people are out there on those surveys. They're the ones who look at that. You may have a house right here just totally blown away, but the one right beside it that had the same wind is still there. So what's that say? It says it depends a lot on construction. But to answer your question specifically, it's people. They're out there, and they're survey teams, and they're darn good.
So these survey teams, then you said, they look at the damage,
yes,
not necessarily the wind speed or anything like that. So potentially you could have a really, really strong tornado out in the middle of nowhere that could have 200 mile per hour winds, we'll say,
mm-hmm,
that could be rated as a smaller tornado than one that hits a community and there's more damage.
You're exactly correct. And that's happened a lot. Big tornado out in the field there, Doppler on wheels measured, 215 miles per hour, whatever it is. And it was in a wheat field, so it becomes a F1, F0, something like that. That happened with the Canadian County tornado in 2013. Huge tornado, and just all kinds of tornadoes around it. And the wind speeds, were probably 300 or so. And I think it was finally classified much lower than that because it didn't hit many structures. So there's a problem with the database there. But now I think they have a quandary here because you have Doppler on the wheels right there, and it measures, like we say, 200 miles per hour, but no buildings are gone, so how do you classify? So I don't know what they're finally going to arrive at.
Does it seem like there's almost two different purposes for that? One for scientific purposes, to know what kind of wind speed and power was behind a tornado, and the other almost being more for governments and for public purposes to know how much damage is done. Does it almost seem like there should be perhaps two different classification systems here?
No. With all the radar data they have and on the big storms, they take that and they do research. But as far as just, did it blow Millie's house away? And what size the tornado was? How strong was it? They're the folks that go out and make that decision.
So on the enhanced Fujita scale, the EF scale, do these classifications in the long run, do they matter? Why are they important?
They're important for the statistics, so we know size of storms and what the norm is and what usually happens. But other than that, just knowing Mabel's house blown away, everybody wants to always say it was an F5, and it's not, or EF5, and it's not. But there's use for it.
And what are those uses?
Well, one would be for the insurance companies. They look at, are we having an increase in hail or increase in tornadoes in these particular areas? Is the frequency increasing? So they look at that. They look at a lot of other things, too. But that's one way it's used.
How rare are those big EF5 tornadoes?
Well, for a few years around here, it seemed like they were not rare at all. But they are rare, maybe, a tenth of one, maybe 1% or less of all tornadoes. They get the publicity. You can have 50 little tornadoes out there the size of a football field, and you have a big one, everybody goes to the big one, and that's the impression that's on everybody's mind. There's a huge tornado, and they get the publicity, baby.
We've been talking today with meteorologist Gary England. Gary, thank you so much.
I appreciate it, sir.
Gary England is a consulting meteorologist in residence at the University of Oklahoma. Today's forecast calls for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. No severe storms are expected. This is KGOU.